questions and answers are for you. Here are the top questions people ask my team and me before deciding to take on the challenge of growing their followings. Who the heck are you, and why should I listen to you? You are not a famous influencer. You are right. Maybe you shouldn't listen to me. I'm not an influencer or someone who has the biggest brand or celebrity status. I'm simply a social experimenter who constantly tests and learns so that I can share what has worked and not worked for me. By the time you read this book, I'll probably be on to my next social experiment. But if you look at my author bio, you'll see that I've helped some pretty credible brands and companies over the years. And if you do read this book, I promise that you'll learn something of value. If you don't, email my team and we'll give you a full refund of your book purchase. No questions asked. The email for my support team is support@brendanjkane.com. Are your followers real? Yes, they are real people. None of the strategies outlined in this book are about generating fake followers. Unless you mean fake, as in two-faced or dishonest, and unfortunately, there are a lot of those kinds of people in the world, so many of them could be. Do you currently use bots or scripts? No. I've tested them in the past, because I test everything. But I've found that they don't drive dramatic growth or real engagement, so I don't use them. Are your followers engaged? If you look at my pages, you'll see that I have 1 million followers, but not 1 million people engaging with my posts. Let's talk about why that is. To do so, first, we need to define some terms. Followers. People who have liked or followed a page. Engagement, the act of liking, commenting on, or sharing a post. Algorithms, internal systems that control who sees a specific piece of content as well as how many people see it. They decide which content rises to the top of a feed and which content gets stuck at the bottom. Views, the number of people who viewed or seen a post. When you see accounts with huge followings but low engagement, it's typically not because their audiences aren't engaged or because they have fake followers. It's more often because the algorithms have deemed that there is more engaging content on the platform elsewhere and is prioritizing that the followers of the account see that content instead of the content on said page. When this happens, a page won't get high engagement because the account's followers don't even see their content. When the algorithms recognize that you're an effective content creator, you get more reach with your posts. There's more on how this works in the algorithm section in Chapter 1. I'd also like to point out that my account is one of many that my team and I have helped to create. It's not the only account we've taken to 1 million followers quickly, and definitely won't be the last. My accounts function as a social experiment, so I can learn and share those learnings with clients and other people around the world. And if you're still cautious about this, know that there are strategies outlined in this book from some of the top social media minds in the world, including Princier, Julius Dean, 9gag, Fail Army, and Adley Stump, among others. Does this book only focus on Facebook? No. If you look through the content, you'll see that Chapter 2 is entirely dedicated to Instagram, Chapter 9 is devoted to YouTube, and Chapter 10 deals with LinkedIn. Snapchat has no place in this book today, but if you email me, I'll send you an entire chapter on it, if that platform suits your fancy. Did you get 1 million followers on Instagram? Yes, I did, and as you read on, you'll learn both my strategies as well as other people's growth strategies for Instagram. Okay, so you built 1 million followers once on these platforms, but wasn't that just beginner's luck? Again, the answer is no. I've built 1 million followers for clients of mine more than 10 times since I released the first edition of this book. Okay, fine, you seem legit, but just because this system worked for you doesn't mean it will work for me. Don't you agree? The strategies in this book will work for anyone. The results will depend on what you put into it and how hard you're willing to work, but the information